Governor Doug Ducey this week announced plans to test as many as 60,000 Arizonans in a COVID-19 testing blitz. The tests will be available at select Banner Health facilities on the next three Saturdays. Officials have not indicated when the results would be made available. The plan comes as the governor faces a decision. Does he begin to reopen the state, or does he extend his stay-at-home order set to expire after Thursday? With us now to explore the options is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey there, Howie.
Hey, I want you to know I'm under my bed staying home.
We appreciate that. So first off, has there been any indication of when exactly the governor will make his decision? Obviously, there is a deadline, but he could say something before, potentially.
Well, the assumption is that we will hear something later today. I don't know that it'll be a sharp, here's exactly what I'm going to do. I think it may fall under the category of, here's the issues, and therefore you can kind of extrapolate out what that's going to mean come Friday morning, on May 1st when the order expires. Now, the assumption is that we're not going to see just all of a sudden everything go away. Remember, we have two sets of orders here. We have the stay-at-home order, which absent any gubernatorial action, self-destructs at midnight Thursday night. Then there's a separate list of essential services and, more to the point, non-essential services, which have been unable to open. And that continues until he makes it go away. Now, they sort of tie together because it's one thing to say, okay, people can now go out. Now, we know people can go out now because you can go to the grocery store, you can go to Home Depot, you can go to work for essential services. But if there's no new places to go, whether that's movie theaters or restaurants or bars or gymnasiums, it doesn't matter. So he really also needs to look at the question of what services he will allow to reopen. The presumption is that we may start seeing an easing, perhaps something done where they will allow certain places to reopen with social distancing. I mean, we see that right now, for example, in grocery stores. They only allow a certain number of people in. There are lines on the floor about how close people can stand to each other. You have people standing out in front of the grocery store wiping down the grocery carts. And so the presumption is that what's next will look a little more like that, but for the smaller employers who up until now have been shuttered.
Howie, what role, if any, does this new expanded testing play in that? Because, as you said, the order ends Thursday at midnight, early Friday morning, and the first round of this testing blitz doesn't happen until Saturday.
Well, I think some of it is PR, as much as I hate to say that. Arizona, as of this morning, had 67,438 COVID-19 tests. The Kaiser Family Foundation did a little math and said we are dead last on a per capita basis with Virginia. And the argument is, how can you make any decisions about what to ease, what to allow, if you don't know how many of your folks are in fact infected? Remember, 67,000 is like 0.9% of the total population of Arizona. Now, I appreciate that testing only shows a snapshot in time, who has the virus right now. But the scientists that I've talked to believe you really need a broader sample to determine what's working, what's not working, and particularly if you have a lot of folks who are non-symptomatic, who may get sick or may be infecting others. And so if you have a much higher infection rate, you may not be able to ease up on some of these social distancing restrictions. So that's why I think he wants this up to 60,000 tests over the next three Saturdays to be able to say, okay, we now have the data and now we can keep moving forward.
Well, so Howie, does that indicate to you then that maybe the bigger step will happen mid-May in terms of easing some of the restrictions as opposed to what might happen this week?
I think that's very clear. Again, I don't doubt we'll get some announcement today, but in terms of actual, on switch, off switch, remember, this is the governor who last week was saying, well, it's not like flipping a switch. Think of it like a dimmer switch. Where perhaps we will bring the economy back onto line little by little. And I think he's looking for some indicators so that he can go the next step. Let's say you and I are talking, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, he would say, okay, we now have tested 2% perhaps of the Arizona population. And based on that, we see some trends here. We don't think we're going to overwhelm hospitals, so we can allow a few more things to happen. Perhaps restaurants will be allowed to open with social distancing. In other words, maybe they'll have to have 6 feet between tables. Maybe gymnasiums will be allowed to open under certain circumstances, perhaps even movie theaters where only every fourth seat would be filled. But again, it's a big change from right now, where I think a lot of people are running out of things on Netflix to watch.
Well, they can always listen to the show on podcast, right, if they really need something to do.
I don't know how many times you can keep that on a loop.
Oh, infinitely.
Infinitely.
That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, we thank you. Hope to see you at the movies real soon.
Sounds good.